On this week's edition of The Live Feed, we sit down with the band Shadow Dancer, who cover classic rock songs from the 80s and 90s. The members reminisce about opening for acts like Loverboy and Badfinger, but say they're happy to be back in the Winona area to see some familiar faces. Shadow Dancer performed as part of Winona's annual Steamboat Days.
This is The Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
This is The Live Feed. I'm Anna Flores, and I'm sitting here with Shadow Dancer. Can I have everyone go around and introduce themselves and what they do? Go ahead.
Hi, Anna. I'm Jeff. I play guitar and keyboards.
Hi, I'm Jim. I play bass.
Kyle, I play drums.
I'm Rob. I play guitar.
All right. Good. I'm glad to have you guys here. How did the band form? When and why?
Rob and I got together with a couple of other guys. After we'd been playing for maybe 2 years, Jim joined. We lived in Eau Claire. We rented a house. And we played a lot of gigs around there. And after we kind of moved back to the area, Kyle joined up. And that's when we kind of hit our stride. We did some of our biggest shows back then, like opening for Loverboy, Head East, Badfinger, things like that. So this lineup that we've got right now is the lineup that we've had the most success with.
Okay. And what was it like opening for those bands? I mean, big deal? Was it exciting?
Unreal, yeah. It's great.
Some points it was kind of eye-opening because the bass player from Steppenwolf kind of a little bit of a freak show, but I mean,
how do you mean?
Yeah, because he had a demand. He goes, no green lights. I don't look good in green lights.
Yeah. I mean, stuff like that, you know, with certain guys that have been in the national scene for a long time, I think they're either used to it or they've had too much extracurricular stuff. You know, when you're a cover band or whatever and you're trying to get into the scene, it's a pretty good example what not to do.
I got embarrassed by the Loverboy guitar player. So, you know, we knew we were opening for Loverboy, and I'd had all their cassettes in high school, but this was the 90s, and I went out and bought one of their CDs because I didn't have it on CD yet. So I took it up to the show, and, you know, before I got there, I opened it up out of the plastic and everything and gave it to Paul Dean. And he looked at it, he kind of flipped the cover open, he's like, brand new, huh? You know, as in, I never really listened to them before. And yeah, he signed it, but brand new, huh?
Those guys are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Except for the singing.
Yeah, all the guys in the band were nice except for Mike Reno. He was pretty aloof.
Huh.
Yeah, those guys are really cool.
So you guys formed in 1990, was that the correct year?
1991, yep.
All right, and so you 20 years now.
Yeah.
And how has it changed since then?
Less hair.
Moving
a little slower.
Yeah. What about the music? How's the music changed?
Some of the music is the same. Some of the music is, we've grabbed some new things from that era that we're known for. And it's new to us, but, you know, it's been around for a while.
Okay. How do you guys determine your set list every night? Do you determine it, or are there requests, or does it make it up on the spot?
We normally write it out and then just wing it from there.
Yeah, we never seem to follow it. We come up with something and, yeah.
You never know what the people are going to respond to. So a lot of times, if it starts out mellow, we'll probably just end up taking requests or something. And I think the last time we checked, we had 150 plus songs that we've done in the last 20 years. So, I mean, you name it, we can pretty much pull it off.
You've got your dancing songs and you've got your listening songs. So depending on what people are doing, you know, we'll dance it up, or if they're just sitting there, we'll play some things that are a little technically challenging, but they're fun to listen to.
I think we've got a better set list now than we've probably ever had, just because we've weeded out all the stuff that we've kind of catered to in the past, and we've just said, let's just play what we're good at. And I think over the years, we've all individually gotten better at what we do, and it just makes things easier. Getting past the rough spots. Well, there isn't as many rough spots, I don't think, as there was 20 years ago. So.
I've gotten worse, but these guys cover for me.
Are there any songs that you just won't play?
There's songs we hate to play, but we have to play them because that's what the people want. If we could, we would, you know, no more brown-eyed girl.
And we just shouldn't, but these guys keep wanting to play it.
Which one is that?
The Tide Is High.
Oh.
People like it.
It's fun.
Yeah, we'd throw out, you know, any Bryan Adams, like Summer 69 and Jesse's Girl.
Mustang Sally.
Brown-eyed Girl.
Stuff.
Give Me 3 Steps. We never want to play those songs again, but sometimes we have to.
Where did the name Shadow Dancer come from?
That was something Dave Shelleny thought of. He's no longer in the band. I was going to say he's no longer with us. That's a little morbid. He just thought of it, and it was a girl who was working in a factory, and she had a dream to be dancing, something she'd rather do than her job. And, you know, she was always thinking, there she was, dancing in the shadows, and that's just kind of where it came from.
I bet you wish you wouldn't have asked.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely nothing to do with the band whatsoever.
What are some sources of inspiration or that you like to cite or play like? Or
you can see from my guitars, I like Prince. I've got two Curly guitars that Rob built for me. Yeah, I love listening to Prince. I love Jellyfish. I love Trip Shakespeare. They're from the cities. They're no longer together. Some of those guys became semi-sonic.
What about the rest of you guys?
Dream Theater, Rush. Unfortunately, I just can't play like those people. I just like to listen to it.
I pretty much listen to everything but Puddle of Mud, basically anybody that screams with a good grunge sound to it.
You said that you make guitars, correct? So how do you do that?
Went to school for it a number of years ago.
Yeah?
Just been doing it since.
Are Prince guitars your specialty?
No.
It all depends on who you ask.
If you look at the stuff I'm playing, that's what I normally make. That was his idea. I take no credit for other than cutting it out.
He's got guitars on MTV.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not on MTV.
In Argentina, is it?
Argentina's MTV.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
A guy that bought a couple of them from me hooked me up with a relatively famous guitar player in Argentina, and he wanted me to make him one for him.
Cool.
Any
other things you want for guitars?
No, I suppose. You never know.
Just us.
Yeah, us.
So do you make all the instruments for everyone?
He's got one, he's got two, and I got two.
Do you
want to
make drums?
No.
You even want to try it?
That'd be too hard.
How do you guys prepare for a show? Is there any, like, shenanigans?
No rituals.
I heard you guys get into shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear some good stories. Any embarrassing, memorable shows?
Well, we used to pull over and take tape and make letters on signs for
rearrange
towns.
Gas station sign letters.
And just for the heck of it and take pictures and
nothing too crazy.
It didn't hurt anybody unless they were looking for a different town, I suppose. Or
they might have headed the wrong direction, yeah.
Yeah, just like, you know, a long time ago or last year or something.
No,
we've grown up since then.
The more mature shenanigans?
Yeah.
We behave in public
since
now.
Last year.
Okay, well, what about a really memorable show that was just, I don't know, really great crowd, or you just were on it, or great venue?
You know, some of the good shows have been Steamboat Days. We've done these before, and I want to say, yeah,
8 years ago. So
we haven't got the timeline straight, but we think we played down here when Steamboat Days first moved down to this area, and we've had good crowds down here. I remember playing a song that we're going to play tonight that we played there for the first time, No Rain by
Blind Melon.
Blind Melon, yeah, and it's appropriate tonight.
We don't listen to that.
I didn't go over that. I got it.
What else do you like about playing in Winona?
I like seeing the faces that we've seen for 20 years. You see a lot of the people that used to come watch us, and, you know,
same crowd.
Yeah.
Some of the same people.
Still don't know who they are.
And now sometimes they bring their kids with them. That's wild.
And the restraining orders are lifted, so everybody can show up.
No, you're from Winona, and you live in Winona. So what's that like being in home?
It's fun to always play at home, you know. It's the home crowd. You know, everybody knows you. They're always asking you when you're playing, where you're playing next, and stuff like that. So
you're in that band.
Families show up when we're close to home.
Yeah.
You know, moms, dads, grandmas.
Do you guys have any plans for your futures? What do you plan on doing next?
I think this is just for fun. We don't have any big ambition like we used to. If we get bigger gigs, that's great. If not, we're content just playing around the area.
I would like to keep doing what we're doing, but open up for some bigger acts again like we've done before, because that was pretty cool. Thousands of people and stuff.
Yeah, there isn't really a need for us to play every weekend like we used to. Keeping it sporadic and spaced out, I think, keeps everybody motivated, and just taking it one show at a time. And I think as long as everybody's still got the interest, there's really no pressure. We're whereas before we had to pay for stuff. We had to keep the money coming in. Jeff's still using the same old equipment, so he has nothing more to pay for. So.
That's right.
Everybody else is just buying new stuff. And Jeff must have bought good stuff.
Same strings.
Still working.
Wow.
Rust remover does wonders.
What do you want your audiences to take away from your shows?
Our t-shirts.
Your merchandise.
Our merchandise.
We're going to put out little dolls like Kiss.
Warm, fuzzy
feeling. Yeah, bobblehead dolls, gumball machines, pinball machines.
Yeah. Be good. Plan on making any CDs or anything that you'll put out?
We've recorded some of the live shows, and people have asked us for it, and we just give it to them if they want it, yeah.
I wouldn't mind recording a CD if we had the right music to put out there, you know? But that's kind of getting back to what we were trying to do before, and that turned into an awful lot of work.
It's harder to do, harder to get a show doing originals than...
Yeah. Well, maybe if you did a little bit of both. Like, here's one you might recognize.
Here's one you won't.
Yeah. Yeah, we did that, and I mean, it was fun. I wouldn't mind doing it a little again. Yeah. There's a little thrill playing your own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, when everyone, you know, receives it well.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, any closing words, any closing comments?
Just come on out and enjoy the show.
Yeah, I am.
Thanks for having us on your show.
Yeah, thanks a whole bunch, guys. This has been the live feed on KQAL. I'm Anna Flores, and I would like to thank Shadow Dancer for sitting down with us.
We go now to Shadow Dancer's performance at Steamboat Days.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
You have been listening to the cover band Shadow Dancer on KQAL. I'm Anna Flores, and I would like to thank Shadow Dancer for speaking with us. Tune in next week for more music and mayhem right here on The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.